From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Besieged Syrians receive much-needed humanitarian aid. An agreement between Damascus and the opposition allowed dozens of trucks Monday to deliver food, medicine, and blankets to at least three besieged towns, where reports say dozens have died of starvation. The humanitarian effort, the first supplies these towns have seen in months, involve Madea, close to the Lebanese border, and Fua and Kafraya in Idlib province near Turkey. Abdulaziz El-Mashi is co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Movement.
The situation in Madaya and other besieged areas are absolutely horrific. Like, you see the photos of kids and mothers and adults who are absolutely like starving to death. They are like on the edge of death because of the lack of food and medications.
Rebels control Madea, and for months, pro-government forces have blockaded the town of some 42,000. Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar al-Jaafari, said his government is cooperating with the aid deliveries, denied there is starvation there.
The information concerning the humanitarian situation in Madaya is based on false information and totally ignores the deterioration of the humanitarian situation in other areas besieged by armed terrorist groups.
In Fua and Kafraya, meanwhile, the rebels are said to have been responsible for those sieges that have left people there in urgent need of humanitarian assistance. Nigeria's central bank, seeking to help its battered currency and to conserve dwindling foreign reserves, has halted the sale of dollars to non-bank foreign exchange operators. The country, which relies on oil revenues for most of its foreign reserves, has been hammered by the sharp decline in the price of oil, which has also triggered a slide in the currency, the Naira, which hit an unofficial low of 282 Monday. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says civilian casualties in Syria are the fault of the insurgents and their foreign supporters, not of President Bashar al-Assad. In an interview in a German newspaper, Mr. Putin said the Syrian leader only fights those who take up arms against the government, and that while he has done much wrong during Syria's civil war, he's not responsible for the scale of the violence. Iran has reportedly removed the core of its Iraq heavy water nuclear reactor, filling it with cement as part of the international nuclear agreement signed last year. The semi-official Fars News Agency, citing an informed Iranian source, said such a move, reducing the plant's ability to produce plutonium, might signal imminent implementation of the deal and therefore sanctions relief for Tehran. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, Monday, said she expects so-called implementation day to arrive soon.
What I can tell you is that my expectations are that this day could come rather soon, and that the implementation of agreement is proceeding well.
Under the deal, Iran agreed that the reactor in Iraq would be reconfigured so it could not yield fissile plutonium that could be used in nuclear weapons. A South Korean official says Seoul and the U.S. are discussing other strategic assets that could be deployed on the Korean Peninsula in the wake of North Korea's latest nuclear test. Sunday, a B-52 bomber flew over South Korean territory, a signal of U.S. resolve to stand by its allies. U.S. spokesman John Kirby spoke about diplomatic efforts.
From a diplomatic perspective, we've been engaged. I think it's safe to say that we will stay engaged. Do I have any new diplomatic initiatives or actions to announce today? I don't. Nothing's changed about what we said last week. We want to continue to work with the international community through the UN to try to get at a robust set of measures to continue to hold the North accountable for its provocative actions.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has defended last week's test of an alleged hydrogen bomb as the legitimate right of a sovereign state and a fair action that nobody can criticize. Turkish media said an explosion Tuesday hit a historic district in central Istanbul, causing casualties. Turkey has been on alert for attacks since an October double suicide bombing that killed more than 100. A U.S. magistrate has charged a 31-year-old U.S. citizen with providing material support to the Somali-based terror group Al-Shabaab. The suspect is identified as Malik Alim Jones, who allegedly traveled to Somalia for training before taking up arms as a terrorist fighter. Asian markets extended losses Tuesday amid lingering concerns about China's economy and the plunging price of oil, now trading below $31 a barrel. After losing 5% Monday, 15% this year, the Shanghai Index closed in positive territory. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.